Hello again, Gooners. Right, yeah, I'm trying to play music, and guess what? Nothing's happening. Nothing at all. I'm getting a spinning wheel here, so I really apologise for that. I can't liken that to Arsenal's performance. The music may come in at any minute, by the way. You know, it just does it in its own time sometimes. But, Arsenal's performance at Man U, at Old Trafford, I thought it was pretty good overall. Obviously, the result's disappointing. The refereeing, if I can call it that, was disgraceful, and I say that with anger, really. It doesn't sound like it now, because after that game there's been a bit of time to cool off, but really, is that something we should be seeing in the Premier League, refereeing of that standard? It's getting to the point now where a lot of people, maybe it's just me, a lot of people are thinking they don't really want to follow football anymore. It's just got that bad. It's shocking. Because you have to beat the referee as well as VAR, as well as Man U. That's quite a lot of people that Arsenal had to beat on the day. And they played pretty well. Scored a perfectly good goal, in my opinion. Obviously, the opening goal was disallowed. Can't quite see why. Even though, yes, it was a foul in the lead-up, but the foul happened a very, very long time before it was put. The ball was put in the net by Martinelli. So it just defeats me. Why are we still having conversations about VAR? Why do the referees want to take centre stage all the time? What is wrong with them? Can't they see they're ruining the game completely? And after all, it wasn't just Arsenal. There were other incidents at the weekend where it seems that referees want to be headliners. They're not. They're not there to be headliners. They're there to be unnoticed. If they're running the game properly, they really shouldn't be noticed. And it was a foul in the build-up, possibly. Probably was. But when you have people like Paul Scholes in the studio saying, yes, it was a foul, but the goal should have stood. Michael Owen, ex-Manchester United, saying the same thing. Obviously, you'd expect the ex-Arsenal players to say it should have been a goal. But when ex-Manchester United players are saying the same thing, surely somebody out there has got to take notice of that. The referee apparently was born or lived or lives even in Salford, which is, of course, part of Manchester in a sense. I'm trying to think exactly where Salford is, but I have been there and it feels very much like Manchester to me. So it was total injustice. I've written a report on the website, the loosecannon.co.uk, and there's not really much to say about the second half. Obviously, scoring a goal was something else. Saka got that goal. He hasn't been scoring much lately, so that leads me on to FPL tips, because I did promise there would be FPL tips. Here speaks somebody who's bottom of the league. No, sorry, second from bottom of my local league. But I have been scoring above average amount of points most matches. So only one above. So I don't think I think my team's pretty good. I brought in Mitrovic. So, you know, here I am trying to be cheerful about something. I've moved up all the league tables except the one, my Invitational Classic League. So all the others I've moved up. So I must be doing something right. My team keeps growing in value. I'll let you know my team. I have brought in a couple of players, but I'm trying to think who they are. McAllister, he scored a brilliant goal. Had one disallowed, of course, because referees don't really want to encourage attacking football, it seems. So they always favour the defender. That's another issue, of course. When players are level with the ball, surely the attacker's onside. I don't know what's going on now. If a nose hair is over the line, they're going to disallow it. So, sorry, I'll just keep coming back to the same thing. But, yeah, they do want to be centre of attention. And part of me is allowing them to be that. But, yeah, looking at my team, I have De Bruyne, Haaland. Haaland seems to be captain for most people. For me too. Jesus, not really getting many points at the moment, is he? Last game at Man U, 1 point. Mitrovic got 5. I like Mitrovic. I think he can score against anyone. Salah, that's the big talking point. People that I know are swapping Salah for two reasonably decent players. We don't really want to talk about him right now, but Rashford, we've got 2 against Arsenal. he's value for money because he's down as a midfielder. I'm trying to think who else. Sinclair of Chelsea. So those two, you could afford those if you offload Salah. I've got Xhaka. Ever since I've got Xhaka, he's got hardly any points at all. Picked up two. I've got De Silva from Brentford. He's been absolutely hopeless for me, although he's picked up a lot of points. Nico Williams, I think I had him from the start of Nottingham Forest. He got 4 points. Alexander Arnold, a lot of people offloading him. He only got 1 point. Got Edison in goal. Finally, I spent money on a goalkeeper, and guess what? Now he's scoring barely any points at all. I also brought in Martinez. Obviously, Martinez of Manchester United was linked with a move to Arsenal before he made that big money move to Old Trafford. But Martinez, I wasn't impressed with him at all in the MU VAR game. I really thought he was lucky not to concede a penalty. I think it was against Saka. Again, why was there no steward's inquiry over that? It was clearly a foul. He stepped on Shaka's foot in the penalty area. And guess what? Waved away as if it was nothing at all. So anyway, going back to the game, I just want to say one other thing. Cher, I think is the pronunciation, the Newcastle defender. I was stupid enough to put him on the bench. Don't know why I did that. 6 points he got. I put White on the bench and a Chelsea player whom I can't pronounce very well. So apologies for that. But he's out now. I've kicked him out. I've brought in the guy I think I already said, the Brighton player who scored. McAllister should have got a hat trick but was denied by the referee. And who else did I bring in? Whoever. I'll tell you in a minute. Maybe. Who did I bring in? Okay, I've got McAllister added to the pack, and that seems to be it, actually. No, it can't be. I brought in Pickford. That was it. I didn't really want to, but he kept a clean sheet, played very well, the Everton goalkeeper. So I brought him in. Whether they can keep clean sheets, I have no idea. But I think Frank Lampard's team are trying to tighten it up at the back. Obviously, they've not really chalked up that many points, so they're going to have to do something. And that's probably the easiest thing to solve is if you build from the back, you know, you're onto a winner because all you've got to do is nick a goal if you keep clean sheets, of course. You know, it's not rocket science, is it? Anyway, going back to the game, I did want to say that some people have complained about Arteta's use of substitutions and said that Arteta was the architect of Arsenal's downfall for being a bit too gung-ho with those substitutes. I'm not sure I agree with that. Nketiah needed game time. It was 70 something minutes on the clock, so not that long. If you only give them 5 minutes, what can you expect? Smith Rowe and Vieira, they probably needed game time as well because Vieira hardly seen him in action at all. Arsenal were, of course, dominant at that stage. That seemed to knock a bit of momentum out of the attacking momentum. Did I say momentum twice? Probably. Anyway, it seemed to knock Arsenal a bit, and Manchester United ended up nicking another goal. But it's all very well being wise after the event. Hindsight's a wonderful thing. Me, personally, I may have done the same thing if I were Arteta. Triple substitutions, they can work. They can really work well. And the earlier you do it, the more impact it has. So I don't understand why people are criticising Arteta. Just looking back at the game, the first half, well, obviously Arsenal were the better side, but when in 1-0 down, it was upsetting. There's been a lot of criticism as well of the defenders, in particular Saliba and even White. I'm not sure why he's getting criticised particularly. I thought he did pretty well, still playing at right back. Saliba, I don't think it's probably his worst game since he made it into the first team. He wasn't terrible. Got booked, of course. Gabriel didn't look particularly strong to me. Zinchenko was the best of the back four, if you can call him that. But despite that, I didn't think he was at his best. Obviously, he's been out with an injury. Saka, pretty quiet in the first half. Lokonga was also quiet. Odegaard was one of the better players. Xhaka, I thought, was anonymous. I know he pops up here and there, but after I've seen his stats lately, I'm starting to wonder why he's still playing. I think in the first few games, it caught teams by surprise that Xhaka was so far up the park. But now, Now they're getting used to it and they can deal with him because he hasn't got any pace whatsoever, really. Martinelli, he deserved that goal and he did go close with the header in the first half. So it could have quite easily been 2-1 to Arsenal at half time. Jesus had a reasonably good first half. He caused MUVAR a lot of problems, or MUVAR, I should call him. So yeah, I thought it was quite an impressive first half. And looking back on it, well, let's hope that Arsenal don't look back on that game and think of it as what could have been. But I suppose it's inevitable that there's going to be a lot of people thinking about that and wondering what went wrong. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. The music's not going to play, clearly, because for whatever reason, the internet connection's not good enough. So until the next time, adios, amigos.